So Ekurhuleni is not alone in experiencing severe flooding. Let's go to the garden route now. Now, where there is a disaster or a dire need for help, you will find Gift of the Givers. The organization is still providing relief efforts in the garden route town of George for both humans and animals affected by Monday's heavy rains, which led to flash floods. On the line is a project manager for the Western Cape Gift of the Givers, Ali Sablay. Hi, Ali. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Reports. Take us exactly what you've been up to.
Okay, good afternoon to you and to all the listeners. Currently, we're at the Harry Conmoy TB Hospital, where we're busy delivering food hampers, blankets, mattresses, and sheetings to some of the nursing staff who are on duty on the day the floods happened. And when they came home to devastation. Most of their belongings were washed away, or their foods they could not use again. It left them in a dire situation. We were contacted by the clinic sister, the clinic CEO, and we are here today to assist them with broad smiles on their faces, with some food hampers and blankets, etc. The rest of our team is currently on its way to Oudtshoorn. We've been contacted by the Oudtshoorn municipality to say there's a few families that's been affected by the flooding, close to 200. Our second team is on its way there to provide humanitarian relief as well. Later this afternoon, as the weather's changing here, the gale force winds have come and the clouds is in the air, so they're predicting some rain over the weekend. We will be providing sheeting for the people's roofs. We will be doing that in the next hour with the assistance with the municipality to the community of Tembaletu. As we know, when the floods came down the first time on Monday morning, so the area that was most affected was the Tembaletu township. Mm. So we will be rolling out sheeting to the community there as well. And we have set up close to 60 soup kitchens around George, so the community can come get their daily feeding until the communities get back onto their feet. And we are busy with the municipality to do assessments just to make sure we have left no area out.
That's actually amazing. That's quite extraordinary. And of course, you're helping the animals as well.
Yes, the call has come in from Monday already, where animal shelters has called us. Example, the one shelter we assisted, the lady said in with a blink of her eye, they took in 250 dogs that were roaming the streets because of that were lost of the floods. There's cats there. We emergently activated some food for them, and we will be assisting the SPCA and many other animal shelters around the George area today and tomorrow as well. Just to make sure they have enough food to carry on for the next few weeks, because in this time of in any disaster, the most trauma the people psychologically face is the trauma. So we're trying to make everybody as comfortable as possible, showing them that we are there to support them, providing the urgent humanitarian relief until social development come on board to assist the families.
Sure, that is amazing. That really is amazing. Project manager for the Western Cape Gift of the Givers, Ali Sablay. Thank you so much for coming on, and we applaud you. Nice one.